As part of the conversion to the National Common Core standards, school districts in New York are required to place more student records, transcripts, and even behavioral information like absences and suspensions into online databases. The data collection is in many cases run by a private vendor, not at the local school or the state education department. Many parents, teachers, and school administrators are concerned that the data might not be secure, and they point to examples where the safeguards have been breached. They also worry that any transgressions young children might make could be improperly made public later and follow the child into adulthood. Assembly Education Committee Chair Kathy Nolan summed up the growing worry.
The fear that everyone has is that, you know, you were a jerk when you were in high school because we were all jerks, and you do something stupid and you get suspended, and now 5 years later you're going for a job and Big Brother has found out that when you were a junior in high school, you know, you did something stupid.
State Education Commissioner John King answered that the data is encrypted and violators would be punished.
There are penalties for any provider that allows a data breach.
King and other state education officials could not immediately say, though, what the exact sanctions would be. Assemblyman Danny O'Donnell used his own personal history as an example. He says when his mother got cancer, he and his brothers and sisters missed a lot of school. He asked Commissioner King whether a family in a similar situation could opt out of having that data recorded into the internet-based system run by a private company and just keep the information within the local school instead.
If they then transfer that information to somebody else, they lose control of that information. Right?
But Commissioner King says there's really no practical way to allow that kind of an opt-out.
We'd all agree it's important for the school, the district, the state to have attendance data. And so that's going to involve third-party providers. The key thing is, what are the security provisions in place? How do we ensure that the data are protected throughout?
The Assembly Education Committee wanted to ask the largest private company currently collecting data on students, known as InBloom, about how it protects the students' records, but InBloom refused to testify. Education Chair Nolan says she hasn't ruled out a subpoena. Assembly members Nolan and O'Donnell, both Democrats, are among the legislature's most liberal members. But conservative-leaning lawmakers are equally upset. Republican Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin asked Commissioner King about an incident in the Sachem School District on Long Island earlier this month, where student records were allegedly hacked by someone with access to the system.
How's that student made whole if their data is breached? Because once it's out there, it's out there.
Commissioner King answered that the data was held at the local district and not entered into a private company system. Afterward, McLaughlin said he did not hear anything from Commissioner King that put him at ease. He says the rollout of the Common Core standards in general, which involve additional tests for children, has been horrendous.
They view this as a revolution in education, but the revolution that's occurring is the parents in New York State are waking up to this nightmare saying enough is enough. We've had it with this. You're not going to treat our kids as data points.
Speaking afterward, Commissioner King admits the message is not getting out.
What's clear is there's a lot of misinformation about InBloom, about the data system that the state has in general.
King says InBloom uses state-of-the-art encryption and other precautions, but he says he is open to talking with the legislature about increasing penalties for security breaches. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.